The big boy bats came to play again on Monday as the Hastings Raiders baseball team beat South St. Paul 9-4 on the road.
And this one hit hard, high in the air, deep to left field, opposite field, and this one is gone! Cade Temmis, his first of the year, and it is an opposite field blast and a two-run shot for Temmis. And now the Raiders are opening up a little bit here in the fifth.
And it wasn't just the bats either, as the Raiders had a great trio of pitchers combined to win the 9-4 ball game. Head coach Ryan Stoffel has more.
Absolutely, it was a great win. I thought Cole Karnick got his first varsity start of his career, and he did exactly what we wanted him to do. You know, we talked about having him go back out in the fourth, but we were like, you know what, let's have him have a good head on his shoulders of a nice three innings worth of work, right? Sometimes you run a kid out there for an extra inning too long, especially his first start, and then maybe it goes kind of sideways a little bit, and then he leaves with a bad taste in his mouth. So we took him out with a good taste in his mouth, and we were really pleased with what he did in his three innings worth of work. And then A.J. Werner, who has been pitching some JV games, you know, we gave him a shot when he did exactly what we wanted him to do. He essentially pitched a contact, no pun intended, with the, you know, back in the Twins days, right? And he got us off the field, and he did a wonderful job with his two innings worth of work. And then Creed was Creed. You know, he dealt all last week, you know, with sickness. So, you know, I think he kind of struggled a little bit with the energy part of it. You know, he looked like he was pretty tired towards the end, but he was effective when he needed to be. Got us in the win column to call it a day. So all in all, the pitching was awesome, and then the at-bats were some good timely hittings. Happy to see, you know, Carter Lundstrom, who, you know, we just kept throwing him in there. You know, it's one of those deals where, you know, the more pitches you see, the more at-bats you get. He'd been putting balls in play, just not, you know, getting all of them, and he had two really nice hits yesterday. Cade Kimmis is starting to come around again, and, you know, he goes opposite field home run. And Evie does his thing, right? It amazes me to watch this kid swing a baseball bat. You just don't know where it's going to end up, if it's going to end up on the hood of a car, through somebody's window, into the tennis court, then he had a double. So all in all, I mean, just a great gutty team performance on the road, too, just like you said, Tuck.
Now the Raiders go to Simley on Wednesday, and of course, the Raiders came back against Simley at home earlier on this season, and you know the Spartans won a piece of Hastings Wednesday.
Well, yeah, absolutely. John's going to get his guys geared up. Being in Class 3A, right, you get an opportunity to play somebody like ourselves, you know, not to be biased or whatever, but that's a big test for Simley to help them maybe jumpstart as sections approach, right? So he's going to have his guys ready. We had a talk, you know, basically right before that Tartan game. I think it was Tartan last week when you brought the rally sausage. And, you know, we told the kids, you know, we were 0-0. So if you hear me throughout the year or the rest of the season, they're like, well, their record's what? We basically said we're starting over, right? So we're 4-0. We're going to look to go to 5-0. You know, we're going to put teams away that we should put away, and that's kind of the model going forward. You know, no disrespect to the teams in our path, but that's the message to the guys, and that's exactly what we plan to do.
Raiders at Simley, Wednesday at 4:30 right here on KDWA.